This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here's last night's house in about 1 minute.
Why are you late?
See, who put up with it?
So if we left, we would have been fired?
I was going to fire whoever stuck around.
New patient, new rules. Today, you're going to split yourselves into two teams.
How about women versus men?
Why are you talking to me?
This house is turning patient care into a game. It's dangerous. The patient's going to suffer, maybe die.
I think when you went to Thailand, you picked up a threadworm called strongyloides.
House told me he's keeping track of all that. 10 doctors, they should be getting 10 cures.
You can't make a competition out of patient care.
Why would a guy voluntarily shove a metal object into an electrical socket?
I wasn't trying to off myself.
No, that's right. You were just trying to kill the wall.
It was the best 97 seconds of my life.
Tilt table test confirmed that you guys were wrong. You're fired.
Is he a Vulcan?
Are we officially on fire?
How advanced is the pneumonia?
Taking college courses.
Hey, Wilson! I'm gonna cut some cripple's eye out. Wanna come watch?
Good times.
I'd rather just get this over with. I've been trapped in this useless body long enough.
Don't be an idiot. There is no after. There's just this.
House? What pain does it cause you if he spends that time with a peaceful smile? What sick pleasure do you get in making damn sure he's filled with fear and dread?
You shouldn't be making a decision based on a lie.
You're an idiot. You nearly killed yourself.
He's dead.
Dead is not a diagnosis. What's wrong with the dog?
He's dead.
If he treated this patient as a game, he wouldn't be dead.
He died because the doctor made a mistake.
I know. Forget the lecture and fire me already.
If I was going to fire you, I wouldn't be giving you the lecture.
There you go.
Yay!
I like that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, we are.
He's insane! He's an insane man!
Yes, sir!
I'm not happy.
Hi, Paula.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Yeah!
They love fully and completely Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, stand by on that Jerry thing for just a moment, Rob.
Jerry!
We're going to go behind the scenes here. I don't know how far behind the scenes in radio we're going to go. This is about Chicago radio.
Chicago!
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
I just got forwarded today, Chicago Sun-Times. Bob Feeder, Robert Feeder, you remember him, Buzz?
Very, very well, yes.
He writes, Larry Lujack, larger-than-life super jock, who redefined radio in Chicago, has been selected for induction into the National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
We must go.
You are reading my mind. Mike, April 2008, the NAB show in Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby!
Yeah. Let me see. He's already in the Radio Hall of Fame and the Illinois Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. Beloved by countless fans as charming and delightful old Uncle Lair.
That's right.
Lujack, comma, 67.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Signed off in 1987 after 20 years on WLS, AM, and WCFL. From his home in Santa Fe, New Mexico, he made a couple of comebacks. In co-hosting roles, true to form, Larry Lujack reacted to the latest news of his unique brand with his unique brand of weary cynicism.
What did he say?
Hold on. Let me scroll
I got to hear what he says.
As this will be my third and probably last Hall of Fame induction, I've decided, little Tommy, in my acceptance speech, to dump the phony, gracious, and fake humility and be truthful. I was, still am, incredibly good. Frankly, more than disappointed it took the NAB this long to recognize that fact.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
Larry Lujack, Super Jock.
Anything about not returning your call?
Not a thing, Mike.
I can't believe you didn't mention that.
Not a thing, and I'm looking for that because we got $1,000 on the line. Anybody listening to our station in Albuquerque, who knows where Larry Lujack is, tell him to call.
You'd like to interview him, and you'll be charming and gracious.
You should up it to $1,100 and see if that gets the wheels spinning. The Lujack wheels.
Well, maybe he wants to talk now that he's being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Hello, he could reply to the interview with weary cynicism.
Don and Mike show, hello.
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 Yeah, hi. I have a question. When you guys were talking about, this was about yesterday when you were talking about various like types of food. When I was listening to your show, I was driving home from work, and I saw a sign said goat meat for sale. But underneath the sign, it said hard chicken. And I've never heard that before, and I didn't know if anybody knew what that meant.
Well, you know, you've obviously never spent a lot of time on the farm.
Hard chicken, let me tell you.
Nothing normally, quite like it.
Normally happens in the wood, in the morning.
What is it?
Hard chicken. It's an expression, really, found in the Midwest.
It's a delicacy. It's not exactly frog's legs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of the chicken.
Right.
Oh.
It's also a little game we used to play. I grew up in kind of an agricultural town. Even though it was near an eastern city, we were out in the sticks. And, we'd play with the other neighbor boys, usually from other towns. Uh-huh. And if they were really, really obnoxious and we outnumbered them, we could isolate one of them and give them what we refer to as the hard chicken.
Oh, yeah.
They hated that.
I really couldn't explain much more than that.
Right.
But 9 times out of 10, he would run from our playground crying.
And as the late, what's his name, Purdue? Who's the Purdue
Frank
guy?
Purdue.
As the late Frank Purdue would say, The only way that you get chicken on the table starts with a hard chicken.
A hard chicken.
That's right.
It's many cases it can be called a lure.
So, I mean, this is actually something you've bought before? I mean,
not bought. No, it's I've never purchased a hard chicken because we're not chicken farmers.
I'm simply talking about how chickens reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
I understand chicken and the egg, et cetera, et cetera. But let's face it, there's got to be a lady chicken, and there's got to be a man chicken.
Now, I realize that...
There's got to be a hard chicken.
Usually that's...
I mean, that's what it said. They were selling hard chicken, and I didn't know
Well, no, they weren't selling it as a product. They were selling it as livestock. And it's normally referred to as a rooster. And in agricultural lore, for example, if a farmer would have a particularly loud rooster who would crow at dawn more often than other roosters, he would say, that is one hard chicken.
Oh, because the roosters are the males, right?
Yes.
That's right. They're the cocks.
Oh, okay.
But also remember the game that would be played in schoolyards all over rural communities. Yes. Hard chicken.
Yeah.
Or the other word for chicken.
I don't know if I believe that part, but okay.
Honey, wait, hold on. Think about it. Think about it.
Remember, every day when we do this show, our pistols are both cocked and ready to go.
What's I say, son? What's the gimmick? Well, what's it all about?
It's a hard chicken right there.
I say...
hard as a rock.
I say, that's no chicken, son. I'm a chicken. Rooster, that is.
There he is.
That would be right Foghorn there. Leghorn, an animated hard chicken.
That's right.
I love him.
So do we.
Of course you do.
I know.
Have you seen any of his porno work?
No.
It's amazing.
Hard chicken.
You know how large he was compared to the other chickens.
I keep pitching them and you keep missing them. You got to keep your eye on the ball. Eyeball.
You see, he's got his eyes right by some guy's balls, right by some chicken's balls.
Now, have we explained it sufficiently?
Well, thank you. That clears it up. I understand.
And congratulations to Larry Lujack.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Look here, son. I say, son, did you see that hawk after those hens? He scared them. That Rhode Island red turned white, then blue. Rhode Island, red, white, and blue. That's a joke, son. A flag waver.
A flag waver.
That's a funny cock.
Larry Lujack, HOF07.
I went to Catholic school. I don't know a lot of those terms.
Oh, like I'm going to believe that.
Right.
Like I'm going to believe just because you went to Catholic. You learned all the dirty jokes first at Catholic school. And the nuns told you.
You're so bad. You were the pump, weren't you? You were the Catholic school pump.
Weren't you the one they referred to as, Plaid Sally?
I have a brother who's a priest, and I used to have to, when I was in Catholic school, I had to go to his
house. To go to his house every night and say, you send those little boys home. Stop molesting boys, brother priest, man.
Oh, man. Plaid Sally from the Catholic school. Yeah, she was a dirty birdie. Yeah.
Just take Eric Clapton's advice. Lay down, Sally.
How many times, seriously, do the nuns give you detention for not wearing panties?
Well, they didn't.
I want you to think right now.
What?
I want you to think how good it would feel to have a hard chicken inside you. Mike, if she was to if she was to eat a hard chicken.
How long do you have to boil a hard chicken? That's all right. It's another New England joke.
I don't know.
She doesn't know.
You know, something tells me she would be like Mrs. Green Thumbs in bed.
Yeah.
You'd get this chicken bed, and she'd be like a bad segment from the Martha Stewart show.
Right.
Trying to, like, macrame around your private area.
In her new book, her new illustrated book, Catholic Girls and the Hard Chicken. Wonderful. Good times, sunnier days. How young are you now, darling?
What?
How young are you?
Oh, let's guess.
What?
I'm going to guess at least under 100.
All right. I'm going to say north of 50.
I'm going to...
What was the question?
How old are you?
I'm 46.
Uh-huh. 46, like Lisa Lampanelli.
Uh-huh. I'm old.
Do you look like Lisa Lampanelli?
What?
No, you can't hear me, can you?
Yes, she can.
Yeah, I can.
Lisa Lampanelli, do you look like her?
Who's that?
Okay.
That's the chick we just had on the show.
The comedian you were talking to.
Right.
Yes, honey, that's right.
When did you drop out of Catholic school?
I don't know what she looks like. I know the name, but I've never seen her.
Mm-hmm.
What does she look like? I don't know what she looks like.
You dummy. You damn dummy.
Do you have a man in your life?
Yeah.
And let me see.
I mean, I said it like that because I do, but it's kind of new, and I don't know if I want to keep him around.
Oh, you mean are you a divorced lady?
I'm divorced.
How many times?
What?
How many times divorced?
Just one.
Okay, what?
How many kids from the first marriage?
None.
What? None? And you're a Catholic girl?
Yeah.
Your brother's a priest. You should have 11 kids.
No, but that's why I didn't, because I already knew what that was like, and I didn't want any.
How did you possibly stop from having children? If you're Catholic, you didn't use rubbers, right?
Yeah,
I did.
So you did use a rubber.
And then he got cut.
Oh, he got cut. I love that. And isn't that a lovely term for a vasectomy, too?
Is that allowed?
He got cut.
Poetic, really.
When you get right down to it, isn't that even prohibited by Catholicism?
Yes, it is, Rob.
I mean, he wanted to, so I
sure
said,
he did.
How many brothers and sisters did you have? 13, 14?
No, I only have eight.
Eight brothers and sisters.
Eight brothers and sisters.
What's wrong with you?
Are you the cute one?
That answers the question, doesn't it?
It sure does.
You're having a good time, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Very good.
Yeah, how's your brother Chester the Molester doing? How's your brother Chester the Molester doing? Seriously, your brother's a Catholic priest, right?
He's doing just fine. He's in Boston this week.
Why is that, court?
He loves to laugh.
I don't know. He's up there on business. I don't know what it is.
Monkey business.
Yeah. He saw a sign in the boys' department that said swimming trunks 50% off. He went running in there with a big hard chicken.
Hey, what's the similarity between a Catholic priest and a love poem?
And a love poem?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're both touching.
They're both what?
No, don't worry about it.
What? What?
What?
This is Miss What?
She can't hear.
Mrs. Green What?
Look, I'm not a blonde, but I am a little slow sometimes.
We know.
Yeah, absolutely,
no, I'm not
honey.
Anything that size is slow.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble, darling?
I was told when I worked at this other law firm that we used to represent Linda Tripp. And at the time...
Stop right there.
Nice.
No, let me finish. We were representing Linda Tripp, but everybody kept telling me I looked like Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, bravo.
Yeah, that's much better.
That's better than looking like Linda Tripp.
Sure is.
Yeah, that was the only star everybody's... Or star, what am I saying? Or whatever, person that...
So,
public knows
what do you do at the law firm? Partner?
What?
What?
What did you say?
Can't hear.
I'm a paralegal, secretary, all that stuff.
Parasomething.
Parasite. Well, listen, you're wonderful. Thank you for the call.
God bless.
This is the Don and Mike Show where we cherish our listeners.
God bless you all.
And thank
you for answering my question.
We would love to gag you with a hard chicken.
Call us sometime when we can finish the sentence.
I wasn't making that up. I really did see that
sign. I know you weren't.
Right.
And I really didn't know what it was.
Well, make some. Make some tonight for that special man in your life.
Soon we must get together and pray the Stations of the Cross together.
I don't know him anymore.
You don't know him anymore.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Come on. Cross yourself right now. Cross yourself and say, I pray to the hard chicken.
I pledge.
She didn't remember it.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't.
What?
All right. Have a good day, you damn dummy.
Well, listen, I'm Irish and I'm Catholic, so I haven't had my happy hour.
Oh, now I know you're pretty.
Right. She's just back from tanning.
Right.
All right, Kathy Bates and About Schmidt, it's been nice talking to you.
Have a wonderful day.
I'll see you getting out of the hot tub with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, God. That's the mental image right there.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. More hard chicken.
That's right.
What?
Almost time for cake.
Always time for cake.
Always time for cake.
She has that on a bracelet. Hello. ATFC.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I was just going to call.
She has
Lisa Ampanelli looked like Linda Tripp.
WWDHD. What would Duncan Hines do?
Right.
She's a lovely lady. Irish, Catholic, and fat.
A lot of fun.
Hi, Donna Mike Show.
What?
Hello?
I have a question for Mr. O'Meara.
Oh, yeah. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. Yeah.
Here he is. Everybody's not going into the Hall of Fame. Hello, Mike O'Meara.
Hello. What's your question?
My question would be, is the accessory you got recently, could that be referred to as a hard chicken ring?
No. Oh, I don't have any funny line for you, sir.
All right, thank you.
That's because you called me Mr. O'Meara.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
I don't like Mr. O'Meara, and I don't like Michael.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
What is that?
Yeah, I thought it was still Foghorn Leghorn. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about that. That's all right.
Rob likes him, the Warner Brothers cartoon.
Hello.
Sure do.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
And fat women.
I was just calling to say good job with the dummy with the unfunny joke because he turned his phone directly off and his voicemail is full.
I already recognize this voice. This lady could be a problem, I believe, down the road. I've identified her as a potential DOJ finger type caller. This is the lady. Oh, she just hung up.
She jumped off. Who is that?
That was the lady that calls and says she's going to go on the diet because she wants to get fat because she wants to know what it's like to lose food. Or lose weight.
Right.
I found you.
You cut her off at the pass. You cut her.
She hung up, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
She hung up. She ran away.
That's good.
I found her.
Mm-hmm.
I sprayed her.
Sprayed her.
Sprayed her.
Sprayed her like skunk spray or sprayed her like cat spray?
Sprayed her with that CSI stuff that shows up when you're looking under the blue lights.
Ooh, the blue light that turns red.
Infrared.
That shows you where the blood is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, baby.
Oh, hi, baby. Hello.
How are you?
Excuse me. Hold on. The other lady's back on the line.
Hang on. Don't go on.
Hold on. Hey. See, I identified you, right?
Yes.
Yes, it's you.
Yes.
You, the lady that calls all the time about not being fat enough.
Yes.
Right.
I'll ask. How's it going?
Good. I just wanted to say good job with the man with the unfunny joke because.
Thank you. Listen, until you get your fat black ass down here, I don't want to hear from you anymore.
Why?
Because enough time. You know what you are? You're a CT, and you know what that is? A chicken tease. Mm-hmm. Enough of this talking about you. I'm so fat, Don and Mike. I want to gain weight. It's so easy to lose weight. I'm not really fat. I'm 5'7". I'm 5'6". God damn
Don't
it.
You know that we want to eyeball you?
Yes. I'll be there next week. You told me.
You're such a
always next week.
Said that last.
Bye.
Liar.
Next week.
Who's that other lady? Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Hello, darling.
Did you see Boston Legal where they had the case with the cockfighters?
Oh, I didn't see Buzz. No, did you watch it?
Excellent episode, and that's what it was about.
Yeah, I watched it. And they had this nun on there who had to translate for the Spanish guy, the Mexican cockfighter.
Denny Crane.
In the courtroom.
Because somebody killed his cock.
The word was repeated.
And actually, they gave it a lethal injection after they took it away and couldn't speak English, so they had a nun. Translating.
You like giving us that recap, Buzz?
Yeah. Short version.
Denny Crane.
They used the word a lot in court. Let's put it that way.
It wasn't Boston Market, just Boston Legal.
She was doing okay.
Okay, thanks.
She did okay telling that story.
I thought it was a little tedious.
All right, well, that was...
I like any woman that likes that word. Uh-huh. You like that word, don't you?
I do love that word.
That word for a rooster?
I like.
Want to tell you something?
Seems to be the theme of this segment.
You want to whisper that word into your man's ear the next time you're with him.
I'm going to whisper "hard chicken." Baby.
That's right.
Yeah, good for
That's
you.
That's right. That's right. That's what Daddy likes.
Yeah, Dad likes the hard chicken.
Might I ask the celebrity you most resemble?
I have been told Virginia Madsen.
Ooh, that chick from Sideways. You don't like her, Mike?
Well, I just think, no, I like her.
I know
what
you're
saying. But I think she falls into that category of...
A lookalike could be sloppy.
Yeah, big
right?
time.
Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Are you a cleaned-up Virginia Madsen or a sloppier Virginia Madsen?
Very, very, extremely clean.
Let me ask you something, Mike. As a Virginia Madsen aficionado, and
I
know that you are.
Right.
Would you say if a woman identified herself saying that she looked like that, would that be a guy saying, I look like John Lovitz?
Not as bad as John Lovitz.
Not as bad.
Borderline. I'm trying to think.
I'm
trying to think of a guy.
Who could be, what about Hank Azaria?
No, we had him on the show recently. That would be like a woman saying, I look like Jim Gaffigan.
Well, then I guess I didn't say it right, because I'm much better looking than Virginia Madsen.
Okay, really accept that. I mean, not that Virginia Madsen's not a beautiful woman and an incredible actress and a wonderful talent.
It's just,
I just,
you know,
think it falls.
She's 10 pounds away from being, well, we'll look in the mirror, honey. Thank you for the call. I don't know. I have no idea what you look like.
You're
beautiful.
Actually, and this was like 15 years ago they told me that. The hot Virginia Madsen.
Actually, I'll tell you something. I like a chick that looks more like Virginia Madsen. I would take a chick who's got some meat on her bones anytime before you give me one of those goddamn skinny, mini, heroin chic girls that look like they're going to break like a toothpick.
Agreed. Yeah. I don't know. I like my women more like Amy Winehouse.
And I like mine more like Paula Deen. Hey, you got Paula Deen in Miami Winehouse.
You know, I made my little sandwich up in the office today, and I get Smithfield oven roasted turkey for my sandwich, and guess who's on the cover of the package? There she is. FPD, that Paula Deen, just staring right at me.
Always laughing.
Looking lovely.
Try the hard chicken.
No, if I'm going to eat the hard chicken, I'm going to eat it with Giada De Laurentiis. She's my new favorite on the Food Network.
Is she related to Dino De Laurentiis?
I think she is. I think she's his granddaughter, perhaps. And she's also on the Today Show. She cooks on the Today Show.
Oh, she
cooks
on...
with Italian spices and cleavage.
You know, when we come back. Isn't she on that Jessica Seinfeld thing?
No, that's not her.
That's not her on that segment from that show?
No.
But we come back. Robbie, I'm sorry, I could put the Jerry tapes away for another day.
That is surprising.
When we come back, we should really analyze Jessica Seinfeld on the Today Show. She's got this deal to get her kids to eat vegetables.
Right.
She lies to her kids. She purees food, and she shoots it in, like if she's making a roll-up in the tortilla.
Right.
She purees, zucchini,
there you go.
Sweet potato,
broccoli,
and she actually gets one of those things.
A flavor injector like you would have with the
Ron Popeil.
With the Ron Popeil oven.
She injects this stuff into the food, and her kids apparently eat it, and they think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
She lost me at the moment today when she said, Matt, you know that pudding you're eating, that chocolate pudding, it's 65% avocado.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah.
And an old idea, a ripped-off idea. Buzz has been injecting things into food for years. For quite some time. Mostly baked goods.
Anyway, I think we should discuss that when we come back. Yeah. And then there's that other thing from Chicago radio that has nothing to do with our show, but might be interesting to listen to.
You mean Larry Lujack?
No, not that thing. That thing about that guy.
Oh, him.
About that guy. All right. About his wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Remember I told you did you remember I told you?
Yeah, you told me about that guy.
In real life about that off the radio.
Right. Speaking of fat people.
Might be interesting.
Yeah. Be very interesting.
Might be. All right, we'll be back with something good. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.